writer to the Hebrews wrote these words. Long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets, and now in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. There's an old hymn that has the lines, "Tell me the old, old story, tell me the old, old story, tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love." And when we think about the Christmas story, for many, if not most of us, it is the old, old story. We've heard the story of Mary and Joseph and the angel. We know about wicked King Herod, the shepherds and the wise men. We hear about it year after year. And we think there is nothing new to learn from it. We've heard it in church time and time again. We've heard it at school. We've seen it in nativity plays. If we sat an exam on the nativity, we feel we would do quite well in it. Even folks who would never darken the doors of a church know more about the Christmas story than they probably do about any other part of the Bible. And the thing is, we get so used to the old, old story that we end up not listening to it anymore. We don't listen to what God may be saying to us through it afresh. We get so used to the old, old story that we don't engage with the new, new thing that the old, old story might be telling us about. And more importantly, we forget that the old, old story is about God doing something new, new in the world. Because the old, old story is about God becoming human, and that is the most amazing thing that has ever happened in human history. God came to earth. God was born in a stable, then grew into a man. And this is the ultimate new, new thing that could happen to the universe. And it is the only truly new, new thing that has happened since the creation of the world. It was a new, new thing, just the right new, new thing that the world needed. And even more, this new, new thing was a baby, just about the newest new, new thing you can get in the world. A new, new life full of potential and hope. A new, new person cherished and loved by Mary and Joseph after a less than perfect birth scenario. A new, new hope for the world that the shepherds hurried down from the hills to see and then hurried off again to tell the new, new news of to others. A new, new light was shining in the darkness, drawing wise men from the east. And there was a new, new threat for the politicians of the day to overreact to by killing innocent children just to stop the new, new thing that God was doing, because it didn't go along with their old, old way of doing things. The new, new thing that God did in Jesus was all about God beginning again. Because in Jesus, a new, new kingdom came into being. A new, new kingdom that welcomed everyone. No matter what they'd done, no matter where they come from. A new, new kingdom with a new, new kind of king. A new, new start for all people. A new, new start for people then, and a new, new start for people today. A new, new start that began with a baby born in Bethlehem. A new, new start that began with God humbling himself and becoming just like us. We may know this old, old story like the back of our hands, but our over-familiarity with it shouldn't lessen its impact. For the old, old story reveals a truth that is always new, new. A truth that we can all experience afresh every day. The presence of Jesus with us. Of God not remaining distant, but of coming to be one of us. In Jesus becoming one of us, he identifies us with us completely in all the things we face in our lives. He doesn't just say, "Oh, well, that's how it is then." Jesus actually comes and does something about it. He comes into the messiness of our lives and offers us a second chance. Jesus, in his life, did new things. He taught, he healed, he loved, he died, and then he lived again, all to open up the possibility of a new life for us all. A new life that we can experience now and forever. We may be hearing the old story for the goodness knows how many times this Christmas. But we need to hold on to the amazing truth that at its heart, the old story is actually the new story of God becoming human so we could begin again. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you that the old story is always the new story for our lives. Help us to hear the good news afresh, each and every day, of you becoming human, of you coming to offer us a new life. May the new news be good news for us each and every day. Amen. In a moment we're going to sing our last carol, but during that we're going to take up an offering. And it's only for those who've come prepared to give, feel no pressure. But our offering this morning is going to support the work of Tear Fund's Middle East Emergency Appeal. And as you know, right now, thousands of people in Gaza and Israel and the wider region are experiencing devastating loss and trauma and overwhelming need. And the situation continues to worsen on a daily basis. Increasing numbers of people are being displaced from their homes. And Tear Fund is working with local churches and partners to support preparations and help them to respond to the needs of people across the region. I'm going to pray for the offering before we take it. And we're going to take it up during our final hymn. So let's pray. Lord God, you provide for all that we have, and now we give to you in return. Use this offering to further the ministry of Tear Fund as they seek to aid those affected by the conflict in Israel and Gaza. May they have the wisdom to use all that you provide to help as many as possible. We pray this in the name of the Prince of Peace. Amen.